Tantor Audio presents Wild Wolf by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. Graham McNeil slammed his massive fist into the jaw of the attacking wolf just as his cell phone rang. He got the wolf into a headlock and tried to reach for the phone, but the wolf fought and clawed, drawing blood, its breath like sour acid. Graham's collar sparked heavy pain into his throat, while the collar on the wolf he fought was dormant. Was this where things were going, with the stupid-ass idea that all shifters should have their pain-shocking collars replaced with inert ones? Shifters at the bottom of the food chain would use their fake collars as an excuse to try to claw their way up, like this Lupin was. The shithead was from the family of one of Graham's trackers and was supposed to be loyal to Graham. But today, the wolf had decided to wait in Graham's house until Graham walked in alone and jump him. Idiot. Graham had territory advantage, even if he still wore his true collar, which blasted pain into him with every heartbeat. Time to show the attacking wolf who was truly alpha. Graham's phone kept ringing against his belt. Because shifters were only allowed to carry dumb phones, he didn't have a fancy ringtone to tell him who was calling. The damn thing just rang. Graham grabbed the Lupin by the throat and threw it against the wall. The wolf howled, but did it stay down? Not for long. As the wolf prepared another attack, Graham yanked the phone off his belt and flipped it open. What? Graham, came the breathless voice of his more or less girlfriend, a human called Misty. Everything slowed. Graham saw in his mind the curvy young woman with light brown hair she wore in a ponytail, her soft face and her sweet brown eyes. Every thought of her was like a breath of air, snaking into his messed up brain and trying to soothe him. Graham wished he was with her now, teasing her, kissing her, instead of trying to beat an insubordinate wolf into submission.
I'm a little busy right now, sweetheart,
Graham said loudly as the wolf landed on him. A wooden chair smashed under them as they both slammed to the floor. Damn, he liked that chair.
You break my TV, you're dead,
Graham snarled. What?
Not you, sweetie. I'll have to call you back.
You can't. Graham, listen, I need you. There. Oh, crap.
What?
Graham bellowed.
Slow down. What are you saying?
I have to go. I don't know when I can call you again. Graham's shift was coming. In a few seconds, he wouldn't be able to hold the phone, let alone talk.
Wait!
He yelled at her. I can't. I've gotta go, Graham, The phone clicked and Graham was shouting at a dead line.
What? Wait! Misty! Fuck!
He threw the phone across the room and lifted the attacking wolf by the scruff of the neck.
Would you stop, you asshole?
The wolf snarled, teeth snapping at Graham's throat. The wolf and Graham responded. He felt his body change, muscles becoming harder and leaner, face elongating to accommodate teeth, claws jutting from fingers that quickly became paws. With an ear-splitting snarl, Graham went for the other wolf's throat, snapping teeth around fur. At the last minute, the alpha in him told him not to kill. Graham was this wolf's protector, not its enemy. The wolf needed to be taught its place, not destroyed. Not that Graham wouldn't rough it up a bit, but quickly, he needed to find out what was wrong with Misty. The fear in her voice had been clear, the desperation palpable.
There. What? Here? Coming? Killing me?
Graham's collar kept snapping arcs into his neck. He held on to the throat of the fighting wolf, not letting the collar stop him. Dominance didn't have anything to do with collars or pain or fighting. Dominance was about putting full of themselves arrogant Lupin shifters in their place. Graham got the wolf on the floor and stepped on it, and then shifted to human again, breathing hard, his clothes in tatters.
Stay down.
The words were hard. Final. The wolf snarled again, then became human. Lanky, dark-haired, gray-eyed. Typical Lupin. Except this one was female. She looked up at him, rage in her eyes. This isn't over, McNeil.
Famous last words. Your dad sent you, didn't he? Thought maybe I'd make claim you.